thing isn't even a good theory.
Oh boy. Professional scientists know it's a good theory.
If you're gonna think about rationality and what we
Lazarus,
are
you a professional scientist?
Are you a professional scientist?
No, but then I'm not the one arguing
you're
against
the one
it.
You may as well say
antibiotics
ass.
Don't work. So right, I'm wondering.
So let's talk about evolution.
I'm wondering what you're like. Where do you get the audacity for this?
Looking right in the mirror, aren't you, buddy?
Yeah, that's
dumb.
Great. Ad hominem attacks.
Like,
that's
hey,
that's
I'm
fine.
Not a, I'm not a scientist,
I get it.
But, hey,
you're very angry.
You
have a very strong opinion.
Are you
I'm asking you to back it up. You can't. Now you're lashing
you
out at me.
While you're not a fucking scientist, you dummy.
So tell me why it's a bad thing.
You don't even want to debate me on any of this shit because you already lost.
No, I haven't lost. You haven't gained anything because you don't know anything.
Personal attacks are lost.
That's great. You called me a fucking idiot first right away, so.
Well, you are an idiot because
you reap what you sow,
Lazarus. You're sitting here asking me if I'm a scientist to answer your question when you're not a scientist either, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, but I'm not the one staking a Lazarus, I'm not the one staking a contrary opinion. You are.
Dude, you're the one bringing up the opinion in the first place, and I'm going to talk to you about
okay,
it.
Okay, dude, just tell me why you don't like the theory.
What do you mean?
Tell me why you don't think it's a good theory.
I just think it's you know, if you're going to use your rational brain to think about, like, all of what is allegedly going on, I think it's a really just stupid idea to think, like,
That was vague and full of nothingness. You just said some, like, random words. Why do you not think it's a good theory?
You're not letting me speak, Mr. Scientist.
Because you're bloviating about nothing. So I'm holding you accountable to what you came up here to say. So why do you think it's a bad theory?
It's a bad theory because all of what we have now cannot come from an explosion. That's why. It's pretty fucking simple.
What explosion? What are you talking about?
The Big Bang was an explosion.
Oh, you think the Big Bang was an explosion? Okay, it's not that.
You're rewriting reality of the history of what the Big Bang is. Okay, let's hear it.
I can see why you would think that's a bad idea because that is a dumb idea, but that's not the Big Bang.
Yeah, what's the Big Bang?
It's the expansion of the universe.
Okay, the expansion from an explosion. It's not an explosion.
An explosion is a chemical reaction.
According to who? Okay,
that's
no, it's
what
not.
Explosions
explosion,
are.
An explosion
when a material explodes, there are different kinds of explosions.
Explosion,
some of them are nuclear reactions. But most of them are chemical reactions.
Why
are you talking? I'm explaining what an explosion is because you don't know what an explosion is because you think the Big Bang was an explosion. Explosions, virtually all explosions, involve the rapid creation of a gas from other types of matter. So like trinitrotoluene, otherwise known as TNT, it creates tons of nitrogen gas. It's literally just a chemical decomposition.
What is an explosion with no universe?
What?
Well, before the Big Bang happened, the universe wasn't here, right? So what is an explosion?
Nobody knows what happened before the Big Bang.
Hold on a second, because you're all about definition. So what
you're,
is...
You're, but you're bloviating
define,
again.
Time out.
We don't know what was before the Big Bang.
Well, you're stuck on fucking semantics, so let's go ahead and talk about semantics.
No, it's not semantics. It's literally what
it
things
semantics.
Are. You are like 0-10 here with all of the points you've brought up.
I haven't brought anything up because you keep fucking trying to rabbit hole me with your bullshit semantics.
Every time you say something wrong, I correct it. The Big Bang was not an explosion.
So
now you're trying to tell me what happened before the Big Bang. Nobody knows.
So what do you believe the first amoeba was? Like, what do you think we came from in evolution?
We're talking about the Big Bang here.
No, let's change topics because you're wanting to try to fucking put me into an argument that is impossible because it has no end of holes and webs. Like, let's just fucking talk about something solid.
What does that mean?
It means you're confusing people, and let's talk about evolution.
Lazarus, nobody's confused except you.
Bro, goddamn. What is evolution to you?
I'd rather just continue talking about the Big Bang for at least a little bit.
I don't fucking want to talk about the Big Bang. What is evolution? I'm leaving. You can't comprehend what I'm saying, so you're crying. You run from everything.
No, I can comprehend what you're saying, which is why I've been able to correct everything you've said, and now I've corrected you to the point where you realized you don't know what you're talking about, which
is
why you changed the subject, and you said, I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Yeah, you're a pussy.
No, I'm not. You are.
You are a pussy. Evolution
no, you're an intellectual lightweight, and you're the pussy. You changed the subject and ran away.
Let's talk about evolution, bro.
Okay, let's talk about evolution.
So what do you believe?
That evolution occurs.
What evolution?
What do you mean, what evolution? Every single time.
Where did humanity come from? Let's stick with humanity. Let's not worry about
the erectus.
Homo erectus. What did we come from?
Homo erectus.
What does that mean? Are you saying we came from another human species?
Yeah, there have been multiple species of human. They're all extinct except us now. L's in the chat.
Wow. So what you're trying to tell me is that you don't believe in the scientific method of what was taught in evolution. You don't believe that we come from monkeys, is what you're saying.
So I actually teach science, and like the Big Bang, you had no idea what that is. You have no idea what evolution is either, because nobody teaches that we came from monkeys except ignoramuses and people with some sort of crazy cult agenda who don't want people to understand objective secular science.
Stop worrying about me.
Only idiots who don't know what evolution is say things like what you just said.
Listen, I want you to explain to me, do you believe that we came from monkeys or not? It's pretty fucking simple. Stop talking about me or you lose. It's simple. The more you talk about me, the more you lose.
Not only do I not think we came from monkeys, nobody who actually knows what evolution says that.
So you're
people who
that
don't know what evolution is say that. Just like people who don't know what the Big Bang is say it was an explosion.
So what,
and then when
you
call them out on their idiotic bullshit and they realize that they're a fucking idiot, they change the subject to evolution.
There he goes. Hey, time out. Where did you get that information about what you believe, that we came from plebeians or whatever the fuck you said?
I didn't say anything even remotely close to the word plebeian at any point.
Now, where did you get that?
I never said plebeians, so when you ask me where did I get the information about plebeians, I don't know what you mean.
Like it's simple. Where did you get the study that we came from we evolved from Homo erectus?
What would be a source that you would trust? Do you know how science is done?
You can't answer anything straight. You're a confusion artist.
Because I know that no matter what I say, you're just going to be like, oh, you just believe that, or oh, you just read it in a book, blah, blah, blah.
You're confusing people because you're confused.
Nobody's confused. You're confused because what you said about the Big Bang was wrong, and what you said about evolution is wrong. You're the confused one.
I'm just annoyed at you because you won't speak to me. You keep asking questions when I ask you a straight question. You take personal jabs when I'm asking you about things. You will not speak about your own topics. This is crazy. You're crazy.
No, I actually don't think I'm crazy. So you want to know where I learned that humans come from Homo erectus?
Yes, and that's why I asked you the question, bro. Can you fucking like just answer the questions that I have?
I don't know exactly where I first heard that. Probably the book Before the Dawn, written by Nicholas Wade. But it could have been in one of the other books about evolution I've read. Maybe I learned it online. I don't remember.
And how old is that book? What year did that book come out?
Not very long ago. I don't know. Yeah, I can look it up. So do you think that we shouldn't believe in information? Lazarus, just
hasn't been around for thousands
don't,
of years.
Don't say a million things at once. Are you telling me that if a book is old, that means the older it is, the less we should trust it?
No, I think the older it is, the more we should trust it, actually.
Okay, and the book is really old then.
No, it's not.
Okay. How do you think, can I ask a slightly different question, but I promise it's related to what we're talking about?
Yeah, you can talk a little faster, by the way, too. I'm not 5 years old, and I don't appreciate the condescending tone. All right?
I'm not
you can
being
be a normal
condescending.
Human.
I'm just asking that because I don't want you to think I'm changing the subject.
That's why I'm annoyed with you. So we're having a displeasant conversation right now because you were jabbing
that's
at
fine.
Me and attacking me and being an asshole, and it's pissed me off. So I want to not be condescending, and let's just be peaceful with each other. Go ahead and ask me.
Cool. What do you think is the most objective way to do science?
The most objective way to do science would be through human experience. I mean, you have to do science. It's pretty simple. I don't understand what you mean by that.
Sure. Maybe that's not even the question I want to ask. What do you think is objectively the best way to learn something factual about the universe?
Again, through human experience and observation. I don't understand what you mean by that. Pretty simple, obvious question.
Yeah, no, I actually agree. So Like, do you you think that there is gravity in this universe, right?
I think there, I think there's gravity, sure.
But gravity is kind of a, it's actually the cause of curved space-time. Like, you know, Einstein figured that out.
Gravity is kind of subjective because it's unprovable. And that's the thing. That's the same as God. I mean, we could talk about God, too. It's unprovable. I mean, wow. You can have a million people on this side say this or that about gravity, and a million people on this side say this or that about God. And then on the other side, they'll say the exact opposite. It's unprovable. But yes, I believe in gravity.
Okay, cool. But like gravity and like relativity, these are like concepts that aren't
toxic as people. Goddamn. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what the internet is like, unfortunately. These are like difficult abstract concepts that we can't see directly. I mean, we have figured out ways to test them. Or like atoms, right? Like I think that protons and neutrons and electrons exist, and there are certain atoms that make up all the elements, even though I've never seen them or anything, right?
Well, that's quantum science, of course.
Well, not exactly, but
it is
kind of.
Electrons is 100% quantum mechanic. So,
well, not the existence of them isn't, but if you want to try to understand things that they do, then it is. But anyways, so like I take it that you trust the process that has gotten us to the point where we understand that we have these things called subatomic particles that nobody can see, but we know all kinds of things about them, including their mass and certain properties and gravity and all this stuff too, right?
Again, debatable and questionable as far as what is concrete and factual about said things. That I would draw a line, maybe say it's possibly not what we've been told, but I agree that these things are in existence, yes.
Sure. So, like when it comes to the Big Bang, it wasn't the case that scientists made up the Big Bang and then tried to like fabricate a bunch of data that went along with it. Scientists had no clue what the universe really was like on the big scale and how it had changed over time. So the same science, the same scientific method and steps and rigor and data and all that, the exact same kind of steps that went into discovering gravity, relativity, atoms, all that stuff, is the exact same science that formed our understanding of evolution and the Big Bang.
Again, but you still haven't really answered my question. Do you believe, like, evolution? Do you believe I'm still confused what your definition of Homo erectus is. I mean, because evolution had a pretty standard way of being taught. You say you're a science teacher, so I'm curious what your personal teachings are on evolution.
So I don't go too much into human evolution just because we don't always have all that much time for it. But evolution in the biological sense just means that species change over time, and over long enough periods of time, they change so much as to become different species.
Yeah, see, that's where it gets a little crazy for me, and that's where I'm going to have to draw a line. I definitely don't think we've come from different species. I can't see that being fathomable. It's not recorded in history. It's not recorded in any bone structures that we've ever found. It were not recorded in anything in all of history. What we have is chimpanzees and we have humans. There's nothing in between. There's no recorded anything of in between. There's no recorded history of anything from anything in between. We have bones from mutant human beings who were discarded. We have bones from people who were misformed and misshapen who didn't live too long that we have found that look arbitrary and close to something that could be considered ape, but it's not actually ape DNA. And these are things that have been looked into. So I'm curious why you're confused about that.
I'm not confused. I'm curious as to where you heard those conspiracy theories, because those aren't true.
Where is your proof?
We have a huge number of transitional fossils for humans.
No, that's human adaptation. That is not coming from species. You understand the difference between human adaptation?
This is a completely different species.
No, time out. Listen, I'm not saying that's a human skull. Okay, I don't know
what's not. It's Australopithecus afarensis. It's a completely different species.
Listen, I could show you 5,000 pictures too, and they could support my topic just as much, and that doesn't mean anything to me. That's fine. That's fine, dude. You could be showing me an imp in a literally chimpanzee skull coming up into a human. Well,
they're not.
Yeah, you're literally telling me that. I don't care where you're getting your info or where you're getting your, like, dude, they look like apes.
You don't care about data? You just reject the data?
What data? From who? What data from who? Whose skulls are those and where? And who found them and whose are they and where?
Richard Lenski discovered several or some of these. I know that one off the top of my head.
To me. I have no fucking feelings about your picture whatsoever. And you're not listening to my point, and that's fine.
So you're telling me that there could never be evidence that would persuade you, because here is the evidence. You preloaded it with a conspiracy theory, and then you said you don't care, and then you just doubted the objectives and the...
What do you think is...
What do you think just doubted like the credentials and the objectives of the people that discovered it.
About me, what do you think you're showing me?
These are extinct hominids. These are transitional human forms.
They're not transitional. Who says who? Show me how that's a transitional human form.
So if you take the traits that
human skulls and ape skulls is what it looks like.
Humans are apes.
No, we're not.
Tell me some of the things that make an ape what it is.
It was created to be what it was. What do you mean? It's an ape. It can swing
Tell
around.
Tell me some of the things that make an ape what it is.
I just fucking did, bro, three times, and you wouldn't stop talking. You're pissing me off with your condescending bullshit. Can you fucking talk to me like normal and stop talking over me with this question over and over when I'm answering it? You've got me triggered. You think you win because you got me triggered?
That's great.
You don't.
What makes an ape what it is?
I literally just told you, bro, they fucking swing from trees. They have inherent nature. They have instinct. They have fucking hair on their body. Like, what do you fucking want me to tell you? This is stupid.
So we have ball and socket joints in our shoulders, too. We have hair all over our bodies as well.
And that means nothing. So
we have opposable thumbs.
Species,
we have forward-facing eyes. We have
that are all ape skulls and then all human skulls. Where's the mass amounts of human history in the fucking ground of many civilizations that were transitioning throughout all of history? You can't fucking tell me because they don't exist. You got to be a fool.
Because this happened many, many hundreds of thousands of years ago.
This is the proof. These are some ape skulls up top, and these are some weird-ass human skulls at the bottom. That's proof. No, okay, five Lazarus. Skulls are not proof of shit. There will be civilizations.
No, they are proof.
You're fucking crazy, bro.
I'm not crazy, Lazarus.
You are crazy. That's why you keep trying to fucking bait me into these bullshit arguments.
Okay, if humans did evolve, what would the evidence look
right
like?
There, bro. Do you know humanity is like billions of humans? Billions of humans, and we can fucking trace things back thousands of years. Don't you think there'd be a little bit more proof than five skulls, bro?
Why am I so emotional? Because I believe in shit.
That's why. Because I believe in things, and I'm not trying to compete.
Can I please ask you a question?
Acting like this man's literally, he started saying, "Hey, are you a scientist?" And he's not a fucking scientist. Like, what? Are you crazy, bro? You're the one bringing up the topics, dude. And not to mention, all you want to do is attack me the whole time. No wonder why I'm pissed, because you're fucking annoying trying to attack me while you can't even defend your own fucking points. It's ridiculous. Five skulls do not make human transition, all right?
There are 14 skulls up here.
You can't prove it because it's fucking bullshit.
Okay. So, if humans did evolve, what would the evidence look like?
You have no facts. If humans, no, like, again, humans will never evolve. We will adapt.
Okay. Answer the question. You're muted. You have to unmute yourself and answer the question.
Excuse me?
I muted you because you didn't answer the question. You started talking about something else. If humans evolved, what would the evidence look like?
It's two different things, and that's what you're not comprehending. We do adapt based on our behavior. Humanity can adapt. Our bodies can be bigger, smaller, wider.
I would actually like to talk about adaptation right after we do this, okay? If humans evolved, what would the evidence look like?
Again, I'm not going to go along with your agreement on evolution because you believe in trans species evolution and I do not. And I'm not going to fucking give you an example of that. I'm going to give you an example of adaptation.
You're telling me that you don't. So what I've heard you say is there can't be evidence. You're not open-minded about it. You're closed-minded about it. The evidence will never, ever, ever matter to you because you already have the conclusion made up. So you refuse to participate in a discussion about what the evidence would look like to weed out your ideas versus my ideas because you know that you can't win that argument because you know that the evidence is staring at you right in the face and you cannot reckon with it. So now you just do all this angry stuff.
I'm angry because you're a little fucking weasel, and I want to fucking slap you. That's why I'm angry, okay?
Oh, that's you're a little weasel, attack,
and, you're,
okay.
And you think you're better than people, and you're not. Just like your evolution, you are wrong. And yeah, maybe I'm wrong for being mad at you, but I'm mad at little weasels. I don't like people like you.
Okay.
So yes, I'm going to get a little bit triggered when you fucking treat me like I'm an idiot when I know way more than you do. And you're
you don't know
me
more than I do. Not about anything we've talked about so far. I've read a lot of literature about evolution. You haven't.
You're a fool. You need Jesus Christ. You're a fool. And good luck with that.
Okay. So what would you say? You said adaptation earlier. So what would you say adaptation? Oh, he rage quitted. That was so unbelievably funny.